County Executive Holloway. You have the floor, please. And we're back to number two. Would you like to read that one more time, please, Madam Clerk?
This is from the County Executive requesting adoption of a resolution urging the state of Wisconsin to redirect or designate any revenue generated in Milwaukee County from the $18 car rental tax as a local dedicated funding source for transit to the Milwaukee County Transit System.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Allow me to go before. I want to give you a little history of this. Joyce Torres, you may remember him.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for the county executive. He voted for the taxing on the cars from $2 to $15. He was under Scott Walker, so I assume that Scott Walker supported it. Now, I'm here. I'm hustling because I agree with Wyshine that, and probably many others, that we're going to be in trouble. And it's my understanding that it's a threat to take and pull the transit money out of the road process and mix it with the human services and what have you. And if that happened, transit will be in serious trouble. We've already communicated with transportation. We haven't heard that, but it's a rumor. And with that, it's not my ideal in terms of push any sales tax, but I want to get us out there asking for it because the KRRTA is a dead issue. The legislature is not going to take and fund any rails in Wisconsin. They're not going to do it. So this money basically sets there. Now, if it goes back, I don't have a problem with it. But I don't want anybody else to get the money beneath us. I think primarily the taxing services primarily impacts Milwaukee County residents based on all the data we got. So if anybody should get it, I think we should get it. If nobody get it, then that's fine. So what I've done is just request to put ourselves out there because we're going to need additional revenue. And it's already been approved primarily on a partisan vote. Not partisan, but it was basically Democrats and Republicans approved it some time back. So my whole thing is to make sure that we do a request just in case it get through. I don't expect it to, but I think for us to sit back and not do a request and someone else get that money, it'll be a shame that we don't request it. So that's why I brought it forth, is just to get out there, get on the hustle, try to get any dimes or nickels we can get. This amount of money won't be a lifesaver to the bus system, but it would be very helpful. And that's all I'm in here for, just to get out there and do a request.
Okay. I'm going to let Mr. Younker speak, then we'll take committee. I have one card. So, Mr. Younker, would you come up and introduce yourself, the director of the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, Sewer Pack? Maybe reintroduce yourself so people listening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Ken Younker, I'm the staff of Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. We were contacted by IGR staff and asked to attend the meeting to talk to the issue. And I think the concern is that the state legislature indeed may eliminate CERTA, Southeastern Regional Transit Authority, or may eliminate their ability to put in place the vehicle rental fee. And certainly that then concern is that Milwaukee County perhaps should be on record with respect to retaining that vehicle rental fee for the Milwaukee County Transit System as a funding source. It was also a concern that the Federal Transit Administration may not approve the Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee commuter rail project for going into preliminary engineering. That would essentially put the project on hold or stall the project. That project has been under review by the Federal Transit Administration for 6 months now. Can't give an answer when they're going to finish their review. Typically, their review is done within 3 to 6 months. They had told us early on they'd probably do it quicker. They haven't done it quicker. I can't say when it would be done, but it has not been moving very quick. And I think as well the concern is if that project is put on hold, not being able to enter preliminary engineering, not approved by the Federal Transit Administration, what action might the state legislature take with respect to the project? And even if they don't take any action, they won't put in place a vehicle rental fee, and perhaps that fee then should be retained for public transit in Milwaukee County for Milwaukee County Transit System for the reasons that the county executive identified. And certainly from the perspective of Milwaukee County Transit System with the commuter rail aside, the commission has prepared short-range and long-range plans with Milwaukee County. We're well aware of the funding problems. We worked with Milwaukee County Transit System, Milwaukee County DPW staff in the early 2000s, in the mid-2000s, and first identified this issue. The vehicle rental fee won't fully address the problem. It will certainly assist. And, you know, over the years, we've worked with Milwaukee County, other local governments, and transit operators in southeastern Wisconsin, with the former temporary and limited authority, regional transit authority, that we're supposed to make recommendations to the governor and legislature regarding what funding sources to look at. We've worked with other RTA study groups. We've worked with the business community. And I think it can clearly be said, you know, there aren't many, maybe there aren't any truly acceptable, feasible alternatives of alternative funding sources. It isn't easy to identify one. The vehicle rental fee is one that has been approved. And if you look at other transit systems, clearly they have dedicated funding. Usually it's a sales tax. And I think, Mr. Chairman, as you indicated, that the likelihood of that happening just in the next few years is really zero. So I think that's where the interest in this issue is. What you want to be on record, and certainly in case something happens, and maybe you should be pursuing it in any case.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick, you're first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What the county executives brought us certainly is a worthy idea, but given the current administration's clearly expressed attitudes, they seem to favor 20th century views of modern transportation. And the outcome of this, I think, is obvious to all of us. It's not going to happen. And, of course, as we stand still while the rest of the country moves forward on transit initiatives, we'll be left with the horse and buggy remnants of the 20th century, which I don't think is going to serve our economic growth in any positive way. So while we're open for business in the state of Wisconsin, we're currently pursuing a course that will kill markets. That seems to me to be self-contradictory, counterproductive, and frankly stupid. But as I said in my previous comments, the best we can do, and I think Supervisor Weishaupt reinforced, they've talked about that very, very well, we're involved in a holding action. And once it sinks into the public mind what they've done to themselves through electing this kind of backward-thinking administration, I think we'll see a result next time around. But in the meantime, it's damage control. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I don't support increasing the car rental tax. I think it becomes more of a diversion. It gets us back to talking about the KRM, the RTA, and all of these types of things. And it is, if not as painful, I would almost say even more painful to have that policy discussion than it is to just keep us focused on the one true solution to our transit problems, and that is the 1% sales tax increase that we need. And I think we just end up spending very precious time and resources with other elected officials by bringing up other kind of limited approaches. Yes, it would be nice to have $5-6 million more in the transit budget that might be generated from a car rental tax, but that doesn't solve our problem. And I appreciate what County Executive Holloway is trying to do. He's trying to do whatever he can in the limited space that we have. But what I would just remind people is we just need to be focused. And I think if we prepare, as I said earlier, for the storm that's coming and stay focused on the true solutions to the problem, in 18 months we'll be in much better shape than we are now. And, we can't get too crazy in the despair category. And, for those who all claim that they're all for jobs, the thing is, zero sales tax for transit means zero jobs. And it's been, as I said earlier, well documented that literally 40,000 jobs have become out of the reach of the citizens of Milwaukee County by the cuts in transit. Now, if you want to eliminate job opportunities for people, continue to make cuts in transit. And for what? I spent $4.08 to buy this cup of coffee this morning, and if we would have added the 1%, it would have cost me it's 4 cents more. So if that's the way we're going to make decisions to keep people from being able to economically get ahead is because people don't want to pay an extra penny or two for a cup of coffee, maybe we need to really reassess our priorities. And unfortunately, that's the way people think in Madison. And they think they're going to, do better by, making us poorer here in Milwaukee. So I would just once again that, I appreciate what County Executive Holloway is trying to do, but I really don't think changing our focus is going to be helpful, and that we just stay focused on the sales tax and keep pushing ahead on that. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo or Chairman Mayo, would you like to make a comment?
Yes, I would like to make a comment. One, I'm in favor and not in favor of this resolution. The part I'm in favor that you put on the table saying that we should look at other alternatives about funding our transit system, to help fund our transit system. If you look at, as the county executive stated correctly, the sales carbon tax came from Scott Walker himself. Now he said he might not have won it. So he didn't want to put it on the table. Second of all, where I'm not in favor of is if we don't take it from CERTA, we should have the board to make the establishment to say from $2 to up to $18. And that's where my rub is. If we had the same fight at CERTA, because the majority of the money, 90% of that money is coming from Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. They already got the $2 sales increase fee on car rental, and it generated between $1.2 to $1.3 million. Any dollars that we can get for Milwaukee County, we should get. We should put something on the table. But I would like to put an amendment in and say, up from $2 up to $18, and let the board decide how much of that car rental tax should be applied for if we get the opportunity to have that. And that's where my rub is. Because we was fighting on the CERTA board that when he was the county, chair, and I'm one representative, we was fighting about not going up to $18. Mm-hmm. Because that would hurt mm-hmm. the residents of Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. If you go from 2 to 18, and we would come as a board and look at what's most reasonable, but we need every tool in the toolbox to help fund our transit system. And this is only one that we just converted from CERTA to Milwaukee County. It's great. But we have to have the opportunity to set policies from the Transportation Committee, then the County Board. And that's where my brother is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't have a motion on the floor.
I'd like to just say
I'm sorry, Supervisor.
I was raised in a family that every little bit helps. And because I echo the same thing that probably brought it into question. It indicated that we need to stay focused, but I look upon, we are staying focused. We're going after every dime that we can to help transit. And that's what I'm doing. And I also didn't shy away from it. And my bid for county executive, I also talk about the 1% sale tax, reducing property tax by $150. I have not shied away from it. And I'm doing everything I can because I know the storm is coming. And it's going to be real severe. So whatever resources I can hook on to or grab or whatever, that's what I'm trying to do. But it's up to you guys.
Yes, thank you. And we are going to be talking more about transportation area too. So,
Mr. Young, again,
move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick moves approval. Any other comments, please? From committee, okay. Madam Clerk, on approval from Supervisor Broderick.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Weishaupt.
No.
Cesars.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Motion fails 2-4.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Yunker, too. All right, we're back on.